gone. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
It's a big radio day. It's a big radio program. The 13th of December, we've gone through the 12th and done it well. I will explain what I think the energy change was. You've heard me talk about energy on December 3rd, December 12th, and again on December 21st. So I'll give you what I think is a reasonable explanation of what has happened in the past 24 hours energetically. Maybe even in your life you will find something that rings a bell. Doug Steffen here along with Rich McFadden to talk about the news, our take on the news of the day. A couple of things involving common sense. I don't know if common sense.
No, common sense news is always the fun stuff.
Well, the Fed has announced it will purchase long-term Treasury securities at $45 billion a month in order to help accelerate our economy and boost employment. Is that a better deal than passing the right-to-work legislation that Michigan did this week? 800-510-8255. I'll always ask you for your comments if you have them. Send them along to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or in this case, Rich is here, Rich@DougSteffen.com.
A lot of please, when you send that email, explain to me how our government spending China's money helps our economy.
Well, it helps if you can keep it all. It makes no difference where the money comes from, really. If you keep it running, if you understand the sort of psychological or maybe spiritual move toward abundance, keeping money flowing is important no matter where, because it's all out there. The more you keep it flowing, the more is created. There's an unlimited supply, you know.
Yeah, but
it isn't necessarily an un. What we
it's not real money flowing.
Well,
it's,
yes, it's, no, you're being too practical. Hold on a second. Let's get to the side of what creation is all about.
Okay.
What creativity is all about. And this isn't necessarily the news, but it gives you sort of an interesting insight into how some people think, including me, about abundance. You can blog, and I think this ties into actually the energy discussion that we started to have yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I get you.
The energy of money. Money really isn't anything. Money in and of itself doesn't do anything. It helps you create. It helps you, in a sense, be stimulated to do more and or better or get a cut above. So what's happened in our country, we have dumbed down our population to the point where there's an expectation of getting something without having to work for it. That's the first plug in this in the larger whole of the expansion and now contraction of our country. And you can argue until the cows come home about why it is that some socialists think that we really need to have more people, we can control them, it's better for everybody. I don't know. I don't want to get into somebody's head. I don't know why they think that way. They just kind of seem to think that way. But it never has resulted in productivity gains. It's never resulted in more people being better off. And I think that's in terms of the spiritual side. I hope this isn't too confusing and long-winded on my part, but I think that what is going on is that we have this push-pull between those who want to control for the sake of controlling, and you do that with economics. You do that with money. And if there isn't a lot of money around, then you're easier to control. People are easier to control. If you've got a lot of money or enough to get by and then some, you have more independence. And therefore, you don't need to hang on to some it out there that wants to, in essence, control you. If you can continue to work and continue to create and continue to bring around your ability to spend more money, to buy more things, there is, under no circumstance, is there a limit on abundance. It's what you create for yourself or what somebody else tries to create for you to control you. So I don't really necessarily think that whether the Chinese have some of our money now, it used to be the Japanese had some of our money, and then before that was the Europeans. It isn't really our money. What it is a way for us to gain a foothold on our own independence. That's all abundance does, is allow you to be independent.
I mean, okay, individually,
I would
agree.
Is that too complex?
No, I mean, I get it. But I might agree with you on that individually, as a person.
Well, I think it's the same with companies and governments. And
well, the difference with the government is that...
If we had all our own money, we wouldn't be dependent on the Chinese. We could tell them to go screw.
Right. But the difference with the government is they can keep printing it.
Well, they
therefore watering down the value of all of it, yours, mine, and everybody's.
Maybe in a sense, if you look at it that way. Yeah, maybe. But anyway, back to the Federal Reserve and the $45 billion a month. The Fed also set a goal of keeping short-term interest rates near zero until unemployment drops below 6.5%. So that's another point. Is it going to get there this year? You can bet on it either way you want.
Have you refinanced your house this year?
You talking to me?
Everybody,
no.
Really.
Well, yeah. Well, here's what I want to know. Where does this money that goes into the Fed come from? Whose money is that? Where'd that come from? Does anybody know where the Fed gets its money? Is it from the U.S. taxpayer? It's got to be tax money from, or is it from something else?
Keep the presses rolling.
Well, they're the ones who decide.
Print it up.
I guess whether or not to print it. But is that where their money comes from? They just print it. Is that where their money comes from? Or do they have another source? I honestly don't know. Because every time a discussion of the Fed comes up, my eyeballs go into the back of my head, and I think, I don't want to talk about
that. Well, that's what they count on.
Right. So maybe I'm the problem, Rich, then.
No. It's just...
Hey, could be.
800-510-8255.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride, and I'll bet you have a lot of respect, especially if there's a man or a woman in your household. Maybe it's your son, your daughter, maybe it's you, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it was a father, maybe it was an uncle. I have great regard for my Uncle Dudley, for whom I was... named. And Rich, I think you sent me something, or one of the people on the staff sent me something last week about the Wahoo, which was my uncle's submarine in World War II, and the story behind it. He contributed with his life, and so did the 85 members of his team that were on the sub, the Wahoo. There are plenty of stories of heroism like that. Plenty of stories more up-to-date of heroism on the battlefield. Whether you agree or disagree that we ought to have been in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever, that's not really the point of the support that comes from the Purple Heart Service Foundation. You can discuss and debate. We can argue. We cannot agree or agree that we've wasted a lot of money and men and women, their talents, in these foolish wars. Having said that, the veterans, when they come home, are disrespected unbelievably by our system. So the Purple Heart, excuse me, I do get choked up thinking and talking about this from time to time. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is an organization that provides so many services, so many programs, so much help to those veterans who have not just received the Purple Heart for being wounded in battle, but for all veterans. The programs are there to help you process your claims, to help you get better educated, to get a better job, to have better medical care. Man, that is really where the government and the Veterans Administration falls way down. So if you would like to support a group that supports veterans, then you're doing them and yourself a favor, because it's an honorable thing to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. At this time of year, a lot of people want to think, okay, for December 31st, I want to donate something. Well, this is a good place to start. Call 877-743-1631. You can donate objects like cars, boats, etc., furniture, whatever, or you can give them cash. Whatever it is, it's all tax deductible. So get the information on how to donate and how to help the Purple Heart Service Foundation help veterans. 877-743-1631.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with an idea or two on the news, a take that's not what you're going to hear everywhere else. The best advice I've ever heard about conquering fear is to do the thing you fear that you don't want to do, and the fear will go away. Imagine the story of Christina Shevchenko, who's 15 years old. She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after the gunman sprayed bullets around that mall in Portland.
Oof.
She survived. That's not really the whole story. 4 months ago, middle of the summer, this kid was involved in a head-on car crash in which she was the only survivor. Can you imagine? The family was killed in this fatal head-on crash, except for her, 15 years old. She was nine. There were 9 people in the car. She was the only one who survived.
You ever see the movie Unbreakable with Bruce Willis?
I vaguely remember it, Richie, but I don't remember.
He's the only survivor on a train wreck.
Yeah.
Of like 300 people.
Yeah.
And they start to realize that he is basically unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel L. Jackson is the other side of that, where he breaks a bone if he trips on a step.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
And so Bruce Willis becomes a superhero based on the fact that he realizes he can't be hurt.
Can you imagine, though, what this girl, that having that kind of trauma in your life? Twice in the same year.
Mm.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fjord, just west of downtown Boston, Doug Steffen has been carefully preparing tasty little radio programs for 25 years. It's the 25th anniversary of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Yippee.
Scientists say that they have found evidence of cheese being made 7,500 years ago. Isn't that amazing? 7,500 years ago, yeah. The evidence was found at a 7-Eleven nacho bar.
Huh. I read something shocking today. According to the latest census poll, a large number of Californians are moving out of state and going to places like Texas and Nevada. Long-time residents of California are leaving. Look, I know a lot of us are disgusted with the Lakers. That's no reason to flee the state. And again, the Lakers lost again last night.
Come on.
This time to Cleveland. They lost to Cleveland. That's like getting beat on Jeopardy by Honey Boo Boo. Come on.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that it's changing some restrictions on public school lunches to allow more meat. In September, they began limiting meat to try to combat childhood obesity, but the kids weren't getting enough to eat, and so now the restrictions have been lifted. Basically, what happened is the government told kids to eat their vegetables, the kids said no, and then the government gave in and bought them a hamburger, just like mom and dad.
Here's some major international news. Japan and South Korea are on high alert after North Korea successfully launched a long-range rocket this morning. Both countries are surprised by North Korea's successful launch, but definitely not as surprised as North Korea.
Huh. Hi, so Jimmy Fallon rubs me the right way some days and the wrong way other days. There he is, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien with some of the late night humor.
They're all
from
funny.
They have their moments.
It's hard to be on every time.
I think Jay is the most consistent, though, under the circumstances. All right, so there's a list today of the 10 most popular songs, Christmas songs of all time. I don't know if you've seen that. This is a list, though, that comes out every year. And this song is one of the songs that's on that list. I am very much a part of these sorts. I love this sort of stuff, especially this time of year. So at some point, Richie, we got to go through the list. Right now, though, I want to go, we'll stick with audio from television. The View yesterday had a conversation with the ladies. You've heard about Anne Hathaway exposing herself. Wardrobe malfunction, supposedly. Here are the ladies on The View talking about this.
Anne Hathaway says she feels devastated after the paparazzi snapped pictures of her arriving at the premiere for Les Mis without any drawers on. Now, she said her dress was really tight and she didn't realize she was exposed until it was too late.
She didn't feel the air or the red mark.
Usually when your legs come, it's the red mark coming, but usually when that happens, you fear air, right? It's like a whoosh. It's cold air.
I like Anne Hathaway a whole lot. Love the other you. Night I went to, I told you about this. Where she sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Right.
So angelic. So if she's so angelic, what is the big deal about putting on underwear?
Well, maybe she's...
Here's the big deal is that she's devastated someone took her picture when she came... Well, that's the point.
Maybe she's a lot. But even when you're running out the door and you just like, you put your clothes on and then you're...
Sometimes clothes are so tight.
I'm sorry.
You know, the outfits that they wear, sometimes those clothes are so tight, they show all of the panty lines. Like, even when you wear a thong jean,
don't stop the car where the paparazzi are. If you have to get, look, you have to get out of the car. You have to turn this way. One leg has to turn. There, somebody, you open up, somebody's waving and stuff.
Yeah, there was our friend Howard Price sent around, Rich and I have somebody we work with, who sends around the lewdest stuff. Yesterday, he sent around a pictorial of this sort of stuff happening. And you know what? It's really childish, but kind of fun to talk about in a way. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever arrived at the airport only to realize you'd forgotten your ID? Well, you don't have to panic, because there are actually some tricks to get through domestic security without it. And if you forget your ID and time is of the essence, that magazine you brought to read on the plane could actually save the day. Some U.S. airports, such as Minneapolis-St. Paul, have been known to abide by this unwritten rule if the piece of mail is printed with a name matching your boarding pass. Pop a magazine cover or a bill in the back pocket of your suitcase for emergencies. And if you're willing to verify specific information about yourself, as well as undergo additional security screening, then it's possible to be cleared without a physical ID. Even if your ID is lost or stolen during travel, you file a police report and bring a copy of that report to the airport. Now, each situation is dealt with on a case-by-case basis, so nothing is foolproof, but it always pays to know your options ahead of time. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm happy to bring you the next in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Martha and seven other grandparents were excited to finally charter the 52-foot catamaran to the British Virgin Islands, with their nephew as captain. After 4 days of fun in the sun, they were fishing 11 miles out to sea when the engines quit and the boat began to take on water. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories. Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance services.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-tacular. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Oh, hi. Let's talk gifts.
I need some good gifts for my holiday sleepover.
Do what I do with the Griswolds. Put everyone in Jingle Jammies. Next.
Hey, I'm PJ, and I want a gift that really says it's from me.
PJ, how about socks?
Huh?
Kidding. Jingle Jammies.
And that gift-tacular's a wrap. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho.
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Not a song, a Christmas song.
No, you just heard, a little bit later.
You have this mental block. So now we've got
Bring aliens out.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
Uh-huh.
You better not cry.
Right.
You better not pout. I'm telling you what. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Number 5 song on the list of the most popular, the 10 most popular Christmas songs of all time, written by Fred Coots, Haven Gillespie. Would you believe the most popular version in terms of sales, Richie, of this tune is the one done by The Boss?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen's version of Santa Claus Coming to Town sold more copies than any other version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Well, it was on that, what's the name of the album, the Christmas album that for charity that they did back in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was debuted on that, so yeah. It was a massive selling. That's one of the most popular selling Christmas albums of all time.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Isn't that awful? I can't. It is a song that goes with it, too. It's a big Christmas song that we hear.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah, right. But not can either one of us remember what that reality is. Thursday, December 13th, we're all here.
It's a very special Christmas, 1 and 2. That's what it was.
Okay. All right, the time is 25 before the hour. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden with the news of the day. The Michigan right-to-work laws, and not only the impact. I was listening to all the usual phony BS that comes from all the politicians on either side, especially some of those who are in power, who are supported by unions, and what else are they going to say? This is terrible! This is awful! It'll be the end of the end. It's really over. Oh, no. In fact, it's not really over. The state of Michigan, considered to be a union-friendly state. So now all of these people who are on talk radio programs and talk television are saying, my God, look at this. What's going to happen? The right-to-work laws are going to ripple across the country. The union movement is over. It's ruined. It's finished. We've got to find a way to stop this horrible. I'm beginning to sound like Limbaugh a little bit, huh? Anyway, the right-to-work legislation signed this week by Governor Snyder. I hadn't really not heard much about him before. I heard him in an interview earlier. I actually liked what I heard from the guy. Anyway, the whole right-to-work philosophy, 24 now right-to-work states, as Virginia is, but Maryland isn't, right, Richie?
Oh, yeah, no, Maryland will never be.
Well, you don't know that. Mm-hmm. Probably not
I
likely,
think
though.
Michigan would ever be either, but it
well,
is.
Well, so there you go. Right. Michigan has a very similar population, in fact, to Maryland, in many different ways. Except in Maryland, most of the employment, the closer you get into Washington is all government-based anyway.
Well, but
whereas
never,
in Michigan it's not.
You'll never have a Republican government.
But there's no
in Maryland.
There's no, again, never say never. You can't tell. The essence of what goes on there is there's not much, there isn't big industry in Maryland. There's not a lot of stuff built and made in Maryland.
Well, there's medical and tech.
Yeah, okay.
There's a tech corridor in Maryland.
Those are not generally heavily union jobs.
No,
that
no,
kind of
not
stuff.
At all. No, you never. It's never going to be a union state.
So I guess the question is whether or not the impact of the Michigan decision will be felt far beyond the borders of this staunchly heretofore pro-union state. People realize that the old union ways don't work. Sad, but true. And so is it up to the union folks who are running these organizations to get with the times to save their organizations or to stand there and watch everything sink around them? I will tell you, the union story today in this economy reality is very negative. The union issues and the way they run things.
I mean, you know, how do you remain competitive with all of the manufacturing and jobs
right.
around the country
you can
around
say,
the world?
We want to resist this. We're not going to give it. And then what do? At the end of the day, that's
you
the way it's
ship
going.
You jobs overseas because you can't compete globally.
Right. So I'm guessing the Michigan legislation will have a major ripple effect on other labor-friendly states like New York, New Jersey, Maryland. I don't think you're right. I think you're going
well,
to see.
How do you protect the American worker from from it becoming slave labor?
How is the union protecting them now?
Well,
the union. The best example you can come up with is the Hostess Twinkie.
Yeah.
The Hostess bread. The bakers didn't want to give. They said they've given enough. We'd rather be without work. Okay. So you took 18,000 other people with you. Now, at some point, we learned from that experience, there were a lot of people working for Hostess that were making below what the mean income is in the country,
sure.
which is $48,900.
And that's the tough part. How do we remain competitive globally in manufacturing? Because let me tell you something. Without a manufacturing base, this country's
tough.
Big,
so here's
big
what's
big
happening.
Problems.
In Mexico, they're making Hostess Twinkies for less money than they make them in whatever the other 24 states were that they were making them. So if you can make them cheaper down there, and they can, because Mexico has no real labor laws at all that amount to anything. So how do we gauge, how do we tell people, well, you can't make these things down there? Of course you can. You can try to get trade laws passed that keep them from being importable into our country, but that stuff has gone the way of the raft. You can't do much of that anymore. All of these NAFTA and SHAFTA and FAFTA and KUFTA, whatever, all these trade agreements that were aimed on helping the American worker with more products being sold, therefore it's going to be more work, is a wash. So today, my bet is on the right-to-work laws taking effect across the country because the union leadership is out to lunch. They are so connected to political circles instead of the people, the fat union boss who sits in the corner smoking a cigar. There's still those guys who are around. Not as many as they used to be, but The world is a different place, and communication among workers, they can see what's going on in these other plants. They can see all these people that have jobs. Is it a change? Yes, it is a change. I'm looking at some research here. It's pretty difficult when you get right down to it to tell people who are hungry they can't have a job because they don't belong to the union. That doesn't work. Doesn't shake out anymore.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see where all that goes. Rich, you're going to love this.
What's that?
The federal government is trying to find ways to encourage local authorities to raise money. So there is a threat in many states around the country to raise gas taxes, raise tolls here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
California, they build the freeways, now they want to make you pay for what has already been paid for.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Right.
Use our money to build a road and then charge us to drive on
it. And the road is built poorly, so then they need hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild it all the time. That's one of the biggest scams in our country. Big scam. It's how poorly the roads are built purposely to keep the unions in work.
Shovel-ready jobs.
Yeah. Across the country, there are a lot of money-hungry municipalities that are now setting up speed traps and looking at what they call ticket blitzes. And the motorists' associations, National Motor Association here and the AAA, some of these other groups have gotten together to get a focus on how dangerous it is to have these police out there with their radar guns and chasing people down the highway, narrow highways off to the side, slow down traffic just so they can get money. Money. In fiscal 2011, last year, states and local municipalities taxed you, the driver, to the tune of $773 million in selective enforcement on the highways.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, the National Highway Safety Foundation says, administration says, this is what we want you to do. Raise the money. So you've got Indiana, Louisiana, California, Virginia, getting money from the feds for raising more money. There was a contest. How much money can you raise in tickets? The states that do the best get a federal grant. So Indiana got $1.8 million for a program instructing officers how to avoid racial profiling as a result of them meeting the quota the feds had set up for tickets. What a kind of a scam is this? What kind of a thing is this? What is this?
One of the things that I heard going on here in the Virginia, Maryland area is that they are ticketing people in work zones between 6 p.m. and 7 a.m. when work is not being
right.
It's not happening.
Yeah, but they can get double the fines that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
what a
scam. Even when the work isn't happening.
Disgusting. What a disgusting reality. There's no defense for that. Ah, man.
I've gotten two speed tickets in the last 3 months.
Have you really?
In Maryland. Yeah, because my whole family lives in Maryland, so whenever I go over there, boom, here's a new speed trap right over here.
Yeah. I just don't speed anymore. I keep it at 65. I set the thing at 73, 74.
My foot. I don't know what to do about it.
Get a new pair of shoes.
Apparently.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The holidays are upon us. And with the holidays being upon us, you are concerned about your looks. You want to look well. You want to feel good about the way you look. You want to be able to smile. I learned something last night about how your brain works. I was doing some reading as I was going to bed about the brain and how your brain is a receptor for what is going on with the brain of the person across from you. So if that person smiles at you, you smile back. If that person is pleasant, you're pleasant back. It's all sort of a bounce off. The energy is a bounce back. And so if you're smiling at somebody and you don't have really very attractive teeth, it's not going to have the same effect. Why not get white, pretty, adorable, loving teeth? Seems like an interesting concept. You don't want yellow, ugly teeth, do you? If you put it that way, it's something that people say, yeah, right, he is right. I want to clean up my teeth, so here's what you do. power swabs. It's a treatment to whiten your teeth that takes 5 minutes. It's a 2-minute deal, actually. You put it on, 2 minutes worth of effort, putting the swab around on your teeth. 5 minutes later, you'll see that your natural teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers are all turning whiter. There's no messy strip. There's no tray. There's no danger of bleach in your mouth. This is an all-natural, really cool detergent. It's a naturally derived tooth agent, works on all of your teeth. So here's the risk-free way to clean up your teeth. 800-865-7602. Call direct to the manufacturer of Power Swabs. Get your teeth cleaned up in 5 minutes. Try it every day. You'll see a dramatic change every day. 800-865-7602. And when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get 40% off the normal price. It's risk-free. If it doesn't work, for whatever the reason, you send it back, get your money back. So why not try 800-865-7602 right now. Get your smile whiter, faster, guaranteed, or your money back, and do it in time for Christmas. It's a good little Christmas gift, I think, as well, for somebody that you love and care about. 800-865-7602.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-tacular. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Oh, hi. Let's talk gifts.
I need some good gifts for my holiday sleepover.
Do what I do with the Griswolds. Put everyone in Jingle Jammies. Next.
Hey, I'm PJ, and I want a gift that really says it's from me.
PJ, how about socks? Kidding. Jingle Jammies.
And that gift-tacular's a wrap. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, $12.99 through $12.15. Excludes stadium license product.
Doug's good day. Thursday, the 13th of December. Time for the daily Lindsay Lohan report.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting.
She was arraigned yesterday on charges she lied to the police in connection with her car accident back in June. As a result, her probation from her jewelry heist case was revoked, and the judge has scheduled a hearing for next month as to whether or not she ought to be sent to jail. She was not in court yesterday. She hired somebody to go there and speak in her behalf.
Right. She needs to go to jail for a good 6 to 8 months.
She needs to do something to smarten herself. Okay, yeah. She kills herself. All right, so here's another entitlement story. United Airlines yesterday, on a flight from Norway to New York, delayed the flight because Sarah Jessica Parker's assistant had stolen a pair of expensive sunglasses from an airport shop. She was caught. She had to pay a fine of $1,400, and they held the plane instead of sending the plane and letting her walk home. They held the plane for her. Please. Tom Cruise has a new woman in his life, so the gossip suggests anyway, Richie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's the lucky woman?
Not his first wife, Mimi Rogers, that's for sure. I don't know, it doesn't, the pictures of her, but the facial profile.
Guaranteed she met her at the Scientology. It was
there
a fix-up.
Yeah. 51 after.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, everything you need to know, hopefully in proper perspective on the Good Day program. One of the things that we enjoy is the conversation that we have with our friend Shelley Palmer about technology. And today he's going to talk about Facebook's Year in Review, which is a new technology at Facebook that allows you to check out your past year. So it's pretty interesting how it all works. He'll explain it in a moment here on Good Day.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, everyone's doing year-end wrap-ups. News, sports, celebrities, but what about you? What were your most popular moments in 2012? Aside from posting its own year-end review, chronicling 2012's most popular events, songs, movies, and more, the social media giant is also offering everyone a personalized year-end review. Go to facebook.com/year-in-review to see your top 20 moments. That's facebook.com/year-in-review. Your year-end review on Facebook will bring back all the ups and downs you've experienced in 2012. The good news is, if you find it a bit embarrassing, Facebook is in the process of simplifying its privacy settings, with updates rolling out now through the new year. You'll find all of Facebook's privacy settings under the umbrella of privacy shortcuts, giving you one place to manage permissions, request photographs be removed, and more. I'm looking forward to seeing your year in review, and you can see mine at facebook.com/Shelley Palmer Digital Living.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
For busy moms, time flies when you're running a household and prepping for the holidays. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Research from visualeconomics.com says that during the holidays, people spend almost 4 hours per day doing household activities and taking care of their family. Add on those big holiday meals that are on the menu, and cooking a holiday feast can seem like a daunting task. For more than 90 years, Frigidaire's legendary innovations have helped bring time-saving efficiency to the home. The new Frigidaire Gallery range with Symmetry double ovens means double the meals in half the time. With two large ovens, each big enough to cook a 28-pound turkey, holiday hosts have the flexibility to prepare multiple dishes at the same time, even at different temperatures. Thanks to truly time-saving appliances, Frigidaire is giving Americans the gift of time this holiday season. Visit the Frigidaire Time Machine app at facebook.com/Frigidaire to enter for your chance to win efficient time-saving appliances for your home.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Giftacular. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Oh, hi. Let's talk gifts.
I need some good gifts for my holiday sleepover.
Do what I do with the Griswolds. Put everyone in Jingle Jammies. Next.
Hey, I'm PJ, and I want a gift that really says it's from me.
PJ, how about socks?
Huh?
Kidding. Jingle Jammies.
And that Giftacular's a wrap. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, $12.9 through $12.15. Excludes baby and licensed product.
As we get set, and I mean, this is almost unbelievable to think about ringing in the new year, but that's what's going on with a lot of people. What person do you think held our interest and appealed to us most throughout this past year? Was it the president? Was it Mitt Romney? Honey Boo Boo? The answer with Kendra Johansson in, right now.
For many of us, year-end is a time to look back at our accomplishments and memorable moments. And Bing did just that. From reality TV stars to teen pop sensations to top news stories, Bing has taken a look back at what mattered most to us in 2012. Bing's Karen Muskoff.
Bing's top search results of the year reflect what fascinated Americans the most. This year, Kim Kardashian regained her crown from 2010 as the most searched person of the year, edging out last year's winner, Justin Bieber. But when it came to music, Justin Bieber remained king as the most searched musician of the year.
Bing also had its finger on the pulse when it came to news and sports.
Peyton Manning and his comeback to the NFL made him the most searched athlete. And it's no surprise that the buildup leading to the much-anticipated release of the iPhone 5 made this the most searched news story on Bing in 2012.
To check out all the top searches in news, celebs, sports, and more, log on to BingTrends.com. That's Lifestyles from Bing.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Honey Boo Boo topped 2 of Google's search list, top trending reality star, and isn't that enough? I think that's enough. 2 of them, though. 6-year-old kid on a reality
show. Justin Bieber and Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.